Hello, everyone, and welcome to
Toy Story Mama.
And who is here?
Ethan.
And?
Meow.
Meow. Hi, Meow. Hi, Ethan.
I'm a cat.
A cat?
I'm a cat. And that's the only thing I can say. Meow.
You're saying a lot of other stuff.
I'm so you, name me.
Oh, okay.
Meow.
Meow. Hi, meow. Hi, kitty, kitty. Well, we are going to read a book, huh? Kitty and Ethan, by Foxy and Egg. It's called Foxy and Egg. A book by Alex T. Smith. And it looks like it's a fox with some chickens on the cover. It's starring Vivian Vixen as Foxy DuBois, introducing Edward LeOlf as Egg. Of all the suspicious-looking houses and all the deserted woods in all of the world, he had to roll up to hers. Foxy DuBois was utterly charming and always kind to strangers, so she invited Egg in for a bite to eat. While Foxy skipped off to the kitchen, Egg rocked and rolled around the grand house. And there's Egg.
Here's Egg, too.
Oh, and there's Grandma. Grandma is joining now, too. Because it's a book about chickens, right? So it makes sense. You have some interesting paintings, shouted Egg. I didn't know eggs could talk. Oh, is that Egg? The chicken. But Foxy wasn't listening. She was too busy cooking up a perfectly cunning plan. Foxy wanted the biggest, most delicious egg to eat, so she put part one of her conniving plan into action. She would fatten Egg up. When dinner was served, it was a very splendid affair. Egg wobbled with excitement. They have a lot of good-looking food on that table, right? What do you see on there?
I see donuts, cake.
Cookies. Foxy wanted a big egg, but she also wanted a fit egg. So after dinner, she put part two of her devious plan into action. They played games. So look, she's playing with the egg, and she's has it in a spoon, it looks like. They had an egg and spoon race in the hallway. Do you know what you do in an egg and spoon race?
No. You carry the egg on a spoon, and you
they
see how fast you can go.
Yeah, you try not to drop it. Otherwise, what happens?
It cracks.
Mm-hmm. And played hide and seek in the library, followed by musical chairs in the drawing room.
Can we try to do that?
Yeah, that sounds fun, right? We should do that. At the end of the night, Egg was in a complete spin. It had been a delightful evening, but he needed to rest his weary shell. You simply must stay over, said Foxy. I have something even more wonderful planned for breakfast. What do you people eat for breakfast a lot?
Eggs.
As Egg snuggled down in his cozy bed, Foxy spent the night dreaming eggy dreams. There were scrambled eggs and fried eggs, poached eggs and baked eggs, and best of all, soft-boiled eggs and toast. He's dreaming about all these eggs being cooked, right? But when Foxy DuBois, she awoke the next morning, she was in for a shock. During the night, something had changed. Egg was a fragile little thing no more. He was enormous. Foxy rubbed her hands with glee. Her crafty plan had worked. It was going to be a big breakfast. That's a huge egg, huh? It's like bigger than the bed. Do you see that egg, Connor?
Yeah.
But just then, Egg started to crack. Foxy licked her lips. Crack! She licked her lips some more. Then with one final crack, Foxy saw what was inside. What do you think is inside?
A chicken.
You think? What do you think, Connor?
A chick.
Good morning, said Alfonso wickedly. Am I in time for breakfast? What is in there?
An alligator.
His fiction.
The end. And he's riding off, driving it off far away. Well, that was a surprise. A surprise egg. I guess that's what happens with Easter eggs, right? You open up, you don't know what's going to happen inside. Mm-hmm. Well, that is Foxy and Egg. And we hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.
That's Easter. Bye.